USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army vet and was secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. He's the first Senate-confirmed defense chief since Secretary Mattis resigned late last year. The Senate passes a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing the final vote. The bill will now head to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign the measure. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police say a pair of missing teenagers, once thought to be in harm's way, are now suspects after a double murder in British Columbia and a third suspicious death. 18-year-old Briar Schmigelski and 19-year-old Cam McLeod are both considered armed and dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Ford Motor Company is facing a billion-dollar lawsuit over allegations of falsifying fuel economy tests. The complaint is seeking damages on behalf of drivers of 2018 and 2019 F-150 pickups, claiming that drivers may be spending an extra $2,000 on fuel. The world's largest general aviation gathering got underway in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on Monday. The 67th Annual Experimental Aircraft Association's fly-in continues through Sunday. Retired Air Force Jerry Jive Kirby is taking part in some of the festivities and flyovers. He tells Fox News what you can expect.
We're part of a demonstration team called Trojan Thunder. We're six ship. We do aerobatics and passes and about 12 minutes of basically just looking at a piece of history here. These airplanes were in service from 49.
These were trainers.
They were. And we also did some counterinsurgency ops, Vietnam prominent airplane.
Admission prices for EAA are $24 for adults, $13 for students, and 5 and under free. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been a bad summer so far for government information systems. Hackers have used ransomware to attack the data networks in Baltimore and the Georgia court system and also Lake City, Florida, just to name a few. Now, what can be done, though, when it comes to these attacks, and ultimately what these three cities ended up doing was paying those ransoms that they were asked for so they could get their data back. I had a chance to catch up with Richard Clark, one of the world's leading experts on security, cyberspace, and terrorism, and one of the things I asked him was what really should be done when these cities are held hostage by these hackers.
Many places are paying. It's not just cities that are being hit. Companies are being hit. Hospitals have been hit. Many people pay up because they just want to get their network back and get it back quickly. But that money goes to criminal gangs, and they use part of that money to make even more successful attacks, more sophisticated attacks. So we would like, and we say in the book, The Fifth Domain, we would like to outlaw paying so that nobody could pay hackers when they were hit by this ransomware. But in the meantime, while there is no such law, if you're hit, your only way out to get your network back quickly might be to pay.
Clark's a co-author of a book titled The Fifth Domain, which also goes into other details on what we can do to keep ourselves safe from hackers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.